Now, tell me, when you talk about DNA, what role did this play now, and what do you think happened there?
Well, life, you know, let's use a couple of examples here. Darwin knew that he had a major problem between non-flowering plants and flowering plants. He couldn't figure out how plants that didn't have flowers, the primitive plants, turned into flowering plants. And he knew if they couldn't find fossil evidence, his theory was sunk.
Right.
And they never have. There is no fossil evidence in the record to show these transitional forms that would have linked those. So where does this information come from? Since it doesn't come by Darwinian mechanisms, it has to come from space. It has to come from somewhere. There has to be, so it's inserted laterally, you know, through viruses. We don't think about a computer program, you know. Computer doesn't just change on its own. If you unplug it, you know, don't go on the web and so on, your computer will stay the same.
Oh, yeah.
It might degrade over time, you know, if you don't defrag it.
But it won't get contaminated.
No, but externally is how things change. It's from inputs, and it's intelligent design. Things don't just... This is where I find Darwinism offensive in that sense of everything originated in randomness, and that produced order and intelligence.
Well, but like I said, I don't think his mind could comprehend this theory. I mean, he probably did it the only way he could at the time.
Right, and there was a major reaction to the church, to Christianity, and they didn't want anything that smacked of, you know, divine providence.
Right.
That kind of intervention, so they steered clear of that. But then, you know, when your theory just... When people keep trying to plug up these holes and ignore them, after 150 years, you've had that's a lot of time to give a theory.
Well, and I think one of the ways he made a mistake was he should have thought of this divine creationism as a possibility, be it from space or spiritual. It didn't matter, but somehow he needed something to bridge these gaps, and that's where he failed.
That's where it failed, is the missing links. You know, how does the new information get into the system? Because Darwinism is a closed system. And that's the big change between that theory and cosmic ancestry, is an open system. The Earth will keep changing.
Is it conceivable, then, that if we were seeded from whomever, and let's assume that we've got millions and millions of Earth-like planets, is it possible that we all look the same all over the place?
Yes, that's part of my theory in the Genesis race, is that they're human beings.
Everywhere.
They're human beings.
Yeah.
Not that there aren't other, but that's the lineage that we're in.
Yes.
There are other beings out there, other entities on other systems, certainly. That's not really our lineage. And so,
I mean, we've heard of the Greys, we've heard of the reptilians, we've heard of giants, but we've also heard of the Nordics, which is probably what part of us could be, that kind of race, and you're absolutely right. I mean, there could be billions of planets with people who look just like us.
Well, you know, this is the big change in science, too, what you're just mentioning now. The big change since this whole ancient astronaut theory came out in the last 30 years, 30 years ago, you know, astronomers didn't see this at all. Now, maybe there's potentially Earth-like planets out there, but now they know.
Now they know.
They're estimating there's between a billion to 30 billion in the Milky Way alone.
And there are millions of galaxies like the Milky Way.
Absolutely. So it's accepted now. It's accepted. And they also accept that life is out there. Does that mean they're accepting what I'm talking about? No, not that far, but major paradigm shifts have taken place.
When I was about 10 years old, Will, and I heard the story of Adam and Eve, and I was raised as a Catholic, but at that age, the very first thing I thought of was that they were space travelers. I have no idea why I came up with it or how, but that's what I always thought. I always thought that they were space travelers that came here to help seed the planet. And that they weren't just, you know, one male and female species, that there may have been 50 families of Adam and Eve's that landed here.
Well, now that you touched on that, the Genesis 1 through 3, right? Because that there we have, to me, it's an accurate history. It's a very, very ancient history,
sure,
too. And in a very condensed form. So it's code. It's in code so that, you know, 1,000 years ago, people understood it one way. They understood it supernaturally.
Mm-hmm.
Now we see, with DNA knowledge and with space exploration, we're starting to see it differently. It's starting to make sense. You know, when they say, you know, we're going to create man in our image, it means something different to us now. So, but in the first, in Genesis 1, 2, and 3, if you don't go back through, and I would suggest, if, you know, if you were exposed to the Bible when you were young and haven't really paid much attention, to go back and read through the first three chapters with an open mind, because you'll see that in chapter 1, it just talks about early human beings, hunter-gatherers, and it ends there. You know, it doesn't say Adam and Eve were created. It says male and female, created to the human species, male
right.
and female, were created. Later, in 2 and 3, but see, the way I divide it up is the way the chapters are divided. It ends with human beings lived as hunter-gatherers. They were very primitive to begin with. In 2 and 3, it introduces Adam and a whole different creation, and it looks like, if you read the beginning of chapter 2, there was some kind of cataclysm, because it starts over and the earth is very different and the whole sequence of creation is different.
Yeah, something happened.
Something happened, and they recreate, and this new man, prototype, right, Adam, Eve isn't created at the same time. It's not simultaneous. There's a different kind of genetic thing going on there. And these beings are created for agriculture.
Do you think these calamities that occurred were perhaps like asteroid hits or things like that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I think that's also what the, you know, our ancestral race knows and has pretty well timed. And that also probably has to do with the pace of evolution and with transformations that go on.